It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Winter winds are blowing. We're all indoors, and we're looking at our houseplants, and some of them might not be looking so good. Can you help us out with our houseplants?
Sure. Let's do a little houseplant RX. Usually, I kind of group these into two categories, the environmental factors that might be affecting your houseplants and pests. This week, we're going to handle just the environmental factors because it's a big topic. But next week, we'll come in and do pests, and I'll talk more about that at the end of the segment. So environmental factors that could influence your houseplants. One of the biggest ones is light levels. If you have a houseplant that's kind of scraggly, that's kind of not very lush and green, it's leggy, it's not really growing strongly, it might be because it's not getting enough light, especially in the winter. Even a south-facing window might not be enough for it. So you need to maybe move it to a sunnier spot or get a grow light for it. The opposite can also happen. If you have a plant that likes to be in a shady spot, and we've talked about those kinds of plants before, if you put it in a sunny spot, it can burn its leaves and you get scorching on the leaves. So matching the right light for the right plant is really important. The second one is probably one of my pet peeves, and that is watering. And I think most people overwater their houseplants, and that's why a lot of houseplants will start wilting because the roots will rot, or you'll get them so wet and soggy that the whole plant is kind of wilting and collapses. The best thing to do in the winter, cut back on your watering. So you want to let the soil dry to the touch so you can stick your finger in it and it still is dry, and then water it thoroughly. A lot of plants like succulents and cactuses and many of the plants that I've mentioned on the show, they like to dry out a little bit. So let your houseplants dry out a little bit. If you overwater them too much, you also get those little brown tips on the leaf edges often, and you can get some rot on the leaves themselves. So don't water too much. Cut back a little bit in the winter. You can always pick it up again in the spring. Speaking of spring, there's fertilizing, and that's what you should be doing in the spring. Fertilizing with a houseplant fertilizer right through to the fall. You don't want to do too much of it, and you certainly don't want to do it in the winter. You also may get fertilizer salts building up. If you haven't repotted your potting soil for a while, that's a white crusty stuff on the potting soil. So you might want to repot your houseplants in the spring with some fresh potting soil and wash out those pots really well. And a final one is don't keep them anywhere where they're going to get some cold drafts of air. A lot of these are tropical plants, and they're not going to appreciate a little cold gust going across their leaves.
Awesome. These are such, you know, I hear these tips, I think, every year, and I still break, like, every one of these rules, so it's good to be reminded. Plants don't like wet feet. I remember my mom saying that.
Yes, they don't.
So here is a question from Tamara in Williston. Tamara said, I have an aphid problem. Do you have any recommendations to get rid of them? And it seems like they've already tried an organic spray, and that has not worked.
Yes, Tamara, great idea. And that is exactly what I'm going to talk about next week. I'm going to talk about all kinds of pests. And in fact, for all the listeners, if you have specific pest problems on your houseplants, write to us. Go to the All Things Gardening page and send your questions in, and we'll handle them next week. But Tamara, I just want to give you a kind of a little hint. Yes, using things like insecticidal soap and neem oil and horticultural oil all are really effective, but aphids can be tenacious, and you might have to do repeated applications of them, and you might even have to repot your plants and get fresh potting soil and clean out those pots so you get rid of all the aphid eggs and all the little aphids that are around, and that way you might be more successful.
This next one from Robert in Hinesburg, more of his thoughts on anemones in wild areas. Robert is sharing that anemone plants and seeds in forests and wildflower meadows and river corridors might pose a problem, and he wants your perspective and differing opinions on that.
Yes, Robert, thank you for your suggestions, and I always am open to ideas and thoughts and suggestions and corrections, too. And he is right. Certainly, the Japanese anemone is not a native plant. It's fairly aggressive. It'll spread. It's not considered invasive, but it is pretty aggressive, so you probably don't want to be planting those in natural areas along streams and wildflower meadows and places like that. There are some native anemones, anemone canadensis, for example, that will grow in these types of areas. They also will spread, but they are certain plants that you have to kind of watch out for, so you don't want them to spread into other areas and crowd out some of the natives. So thank you, Robert. I appreciate the ideas and thoughts all around your native plants and invasive plants.
Great. And as you heard Charlie say, we're going to tackle some houseplant issues next week, pests. So if you have concerns about your houseplants, write us a note and send us a question at vpr.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.